What if someone you lost who had died returned? This episode of AfterBuzz TV is brought to you by the powerful and riveting new drama, Resurrection. You won't be able to stop watching or talking about it. Resurrection premiering on Sunday night, March 9th at 9, 8 Central, only on ABC. You're not going to want to miss it.
Mr. Langston, did your son go missing, sir? I haven't. He's okay.
My son died 32 years ago.
What if someone you lost returned?
Daddy!
Honey, who is it?
Jacob. I'm
coming home. The television series event begins.
You're not the only one, there's others. Tell
the world. Resurrection. Series premieres Sunday, March 9th on ABC.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills After Show.
We are back.
Woo! Hey, hey, hey. Another episode of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills with my full panel tonight. Very exciting. Got all my girls in the house. Woo! I'm Ashley, your host, and these are my beautiful hosts. Who am I with tonight?
Hey guys, I'm Jill Annenberg.
I'm Charlotte Bro-Benz.
And I'm Cassidy Gard.
So I'm just very excited that we are nearing the reunion, which we're all anticipating. Mm-hmm.
It's what we're all waiting for.
We're patiently waiting. Tonight was another episode where we had to be patient.
Yes. I think they were just trying to prep us for the big finale. This was the miscellaneous filler episode. Mm-hmm. Everything that they didn't know what to do with, they put into this one, entitled it, The Kids Are All Right.
Yeah. We're still, I mean, obviously, you know, it's kind of ending. It's giving us an end to each little portion of everybody's storyline, but you know, sometimes the end's not always too exciting. We wanted to see a little more drama, but we're going to get it. We're definitely going to get it. Yeah. Be careful what you wish for in this place, I think.
Yeah.
Two-part reunion, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, scary. Yeah. But before we get into tonight's episode, which we're all anticipating and so excited for, we want to tell you about a great TV show, which I know Maria had just mentioned at the top of the show, but we just want to dive a little deeper into it. So I want to get right into that quick.
Yeah, so imagine if someone you know had died, whether it be a grandmother, mother, father, whoever, suddenly returned. Doesn't that sound interesting?
I seriously, that if my grandmother appeared at my doorstep, that would be really scary. But.
Seriously. Well, that's exactly what's happening in a small town called Arcadia in Missouri on ABC's new drama called Resurrection. Residents of a town who have passed away are coming back.
That's really crazy.
Interesting. Well,
no, seriously, it is really interesting. It starts with an 8-year-old boy. His name's Jacob, and he reunites with his parents, and they're totally baffled and confused, as I would be, obviously, since Jacob actually died 32 years ago.
Can you imagine?
So, I mean,
coming
like
back as a kid.
Crazy, right?
So crazy. I mean, 32 years ago, but like, what a cool premise for a show. And of course, the mystery deepens more and more as more people begin returning.
Well, I think it's something we can all relate to because we've all, at some point, lost somebody in our life. So it's something that you definitely can put yourself into. And it's just, the previews alone are extremely powerful. They get me asking so many questions. And so many people in my life I would have loved to have met that they appear on my doorstep. I don't know.
Yeah, and I mean, I would want to ask, like, are these really the same people? Like, how do you fit back into society when you've been gone for so long? Mm-hmm. And, like, where did they come from?
Right.
You know?
It's probably a lot of, like, unpredictable moments. Everyone's just going to be on the edge of their seat
with
this. Yeah, it's super exciting. But this is exactly the type of TV show that AfterBuzz is all about.
Yes.
Everyone's going to have their own different theories.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, it's like everything's so zombies and aliens right now. It's, you know, the walking zombies and the walking dead and the walkers and all those things. But this is like a real person actually coming back. It's just crazy.
Yeah, it's, really it's new. It's cool.
It's really
so,
new.
So, Ash, when does it premiere? Tell us.
Guys, March 9th, that's a Sunday, on ABC at 9, 8 Central. That's ABC Resurrection premiering Sunday, March 9th. You do not want to miss this. We're all going to be watching with our popcorn.
Yeah.
You got to watch it.
We'll be there. You better be there too, AfterBuzzers. You don't want to miss it.
Absolutely. And now back to tonight's episode of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
All right.
Awesome. So let's start it off at the top.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to take you here. I'm going to take you to the mind of the housewives. Okay, Puerto Rico. Here's the scene. All the girls getting along because one person's missing. And I don't know if that has to do with it, but who's the missing puzzle piece? Let's ask you, Cassie.
It's Lisa Vanderpump.
She's missing tonight. So I don't know if that had anything to do with the camaraderie that just...
Because
appeared.
Her snide little remarks weren't there in her very regal way. Right. Where she just undercuts you. I have a horrible accent. But she wasn't there. She always
really
says the worst things. And it's just kind of biting remarks. And she always just kind of creeps in there with those remarks. And it was missing that. It was very happy and harmonious.
It is. But also it's one of those situations where the one that everyone was ganging up on is gone. So now they can just be happy, kind of talk about, oh, she's gone. Oh, I wish she hadn't left. Like when really they're happy she left.
Right.
You know?
They're so fake.
Yeah.
I know. I think they were upset with the way that she left because she left at 4:30 in the morning, didn't say bye to anybody or, I mean, thank Joyce or say, I mean, I know it was 4:30 in the morning, but leave a note explaining why she left. Thank you for the trip.
Yeah. You don't know. You know, I wondered about that with Joyce. Maybe she did leave a text to Joyce that we don't know.
True.
We really don't know because I too could not see her just leaving and not saying bye to Joyce because that's like all she has left.
How would Joyce be sitting there and not speak up, you know?
I know?
It seems like she would say something or...
But at this point, she may not know. I don't know. Like, it seemed from, I mean, the blogs last week, Joyce said that she didn't, in editing, like, she didn't know that Lisa had already been confronted by Kyle. So she actually didn't agree at the dinner that she should have been, like, in hindsight.
Right.
So maybe it's one of those situations where there was a text, there was something, and who knows, like, it could be the producers that, you know what I'm saying? Something may have been done, but...
You know, and also just breaking this down that we're talking about, oh, there should have been a text, there should have been a note. In the meanwhile, she's grieving the loss of her father. Mm-hmm. I mean, you lose someone that close, and she has to deal with this BS. I mean, I'm really feeling for Joyce on this episode and this whole trip because she just wants to enjoy her time with her family and her friends. And this is the last thing that you need to be, you know, plaguing on someone that's grieving, losing someone.
Well, I think maybe that's why Lisa left. Maybe she knew that at the same time her presence was going to cause drama. And maybe she did this. I mean, if we're looking at it objectively, you could say that she was thinking for everybody else, for the sake of everybody else in the trip. And she saw how upset Mauricio was and Ken was, just get out of there. I don't know. It could have been the less selfish way, or we could look at it like she was a coward and she, you know, decided to leave early.
Yeah, I mean, I think we all agree that hotel concierges are very, you know, discreet about the guests and how they handle it. I don't think they're randomly going to tell one of the other people staying there what time and when somebody left, you know?
No, but they're also with a TV show.
Yeah.
Producers, directors, you know, everyone knows that they left at 4:30. The concierge probably didn't say.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
You know?
Yeah, it's much easier to say concierge. Keeps it a little more real for all
us. Yeah, right.
All of us sucked
concierge.
Into the... Yes. But, so really light and airy. Nothing to really recap on too much going on there. They were having a lot of fun. They were doing silly things. They were getting chased by the police, or they almost got chased by the police. It reminded me of me and, you know, my girlfriends. Us, the way we are, we're goofy. We're, you know, anybody you're with, that if you have a lot of girlfriends, you could relate to that scene of the show. Fun and light.
Taking selfies, photos, like, yeah,
just being silly,
being girls.
But then we go to the next scene and we see that Brandy bought her, well, the next scene that actually we can recap, Brandy bought her parents a car. So once again, we're seeing Brandy trying to step up and be a good daughter and prove to her father that she's a hard worker. And this is what she's always wanted to do, is be able to take care of her parents.
Mm-hmm.
And she's told her mother that on camera many times. So I loved that. I would love to be at a point in my life someday where I could buy my parents something. I mean, maybe a Ferrari, not a Honda, but I love that. I love that car too. It's fine.
Okay,
but,
being in LA though, I always hear about people like bought someone a car and they're always leasing it. And there's nothing wrong with leasing the car, but have you guys ever noticed, like, I always hear, like, oh,
that
so-and-so
means you haven't bought it.
Well, yeah, exactly. And it's okay to do. I mean, leasing's great for the circumstance.
Totally.
But I just feel like in LA, people are always like, oh, I bought this new car. And then, like, a little bit later, they're like, oh, I'm leasing it.
Well, so nobody wants to have an outdated car in LA.
So yeah, right. I'm just wondering if she bought it or if she just did a very generous lease, which both is perfectly amazing.
Yeah, totally.
Super
sweet.
I was curious because it seemed like something that's. Everyone in LA knows happens, but no one really talks about it.
Yeah. So. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I would think that she probably leased it.
I think leasing's the better option. You trade it in after 2 years and then you get a new car.
Yeah. You don't have to pay for maintenance. Everything's covered. So
yeah. It's awesome. I've always leased my cars. I've never bought, but I mean, I don't know. If it was a certain car, I'd probably want to buy it. But
I don't know. I liked this scene, though, when just the fact that Brandy's trying and the fact that she took them to Yolanda's after her dad really connected and liked Yolanda after they went to Seattle. So I thought it was a nice little way to give them the car.
Yeah, well, she had said that she wanted to do it at Yolanda's house because that was her dad's girlfriend and that he couldn't say no.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's sweet. So cute to see. And Yolanda is very supportive of Brandy. And Yolanda kind of, she totally intrigues me. And it's like, she's such a simple character, but she intrigues me because I know that she knows how much money she has and what an amazing life she has and how blessed she is. And I still like the way she's able to, like, be humble and see other people's lives and see how they're grateful for certain things. And she never looks down on anyone. It just intrigues me. I don't know why. I'm not that I would think she would, but I just feel like most people with the amount of money she has hang out with people that have the amount of money she has, especially in LA.
Well, she also always brings up where she came from and that she started with no money whatsoever. So I think that she really understands, like, where she's been and where she's going. Mm-hmm. And I mean, we've all seen her fridge and everything that she has. Like, it's the best of the best.
Yes.
But she's appreciative and grounded.
And she's also on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
Right.
You know?
I don't know. Something about her to me just seems so fair and comforting. Like, maybe because there's so many scenes with Gigi, but, like, I feel like, she was a friend of the family. Like, that's someone I could sit down with and just get insight and wisdom and, like, cry on her shoulder. And I love her. I love her.
I know. Yeah. Yeah. She's definitely maternal. I feel like she'd be great at giving advice. Bless you, Charlotte.
Bless you. Look how maternal we are.
I know. Are you okay? Do you need a tissue?
Here, use my sleeve.
Aww.
You're a real mom.
You guys are awesome.
Okay. That's what we do here.
So yeah, we're all in agreement. We love Yolanda.
I do. I do like Yolanda a lot. I hope she stays next season.
I do like Yolanda, but I also feel like she's kind of in this whole situation with Lisa. She's been digging and kind of getting involved where I don't think she really needs to be involved, and it's annoying me. I don't think it's her place to be involved.
I agree.
And I don't like this side of her.
She would say the same thing about Ken.
She did, actually. Naps. So she has, I looked at her blog from last week. So here's what she said. She said that her intent during the time that she went over to Lisa, before Kyle and Brandy walked over, because this was last week, we were wondering, it seemed like she was starting something. Her intent was to discuss with Lisa about how she felt about her situation with Lisa, but when Brandy and Kyle joined the conversation, she could understand why Lisa felt attacked. But she went over to Lisa with her own issues with Lisa. She did not want to go over with Brandy's. She also said, looking back now, she can say that it's safe to say that she understands how it made Lisa feel. So I think part of her realizes by watching it that it did look like an attack, much more, because sometimes in the moment, you don't know what things look like, you know?
And editing.
Yes, and
when
editing.
When it's linked together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, who knows if the way that it was edited, but when she first walked over there, the first thing she led with was
Brandy. I know. And so that's a contradiction that obviously, there's nothing in there about that. But with Ken, I also wanted to know how she felt about that, but she said that she was really just upset because Ken is always the one that says the guy should never get involved in the girl's issues, and that he's the first to get involved.
Mm-hmm.
But she didn't go too far into that because I thought she was going to bash him because she was pissed.
I agree, and he is always the one that says that, but also when your wife's being completely ganged up on, I think I would be like, hello, do you have my back or not?
Right.
And I would be then mad at my husband for, like, just not saying anything.
Right.
So well, I think the way he said it, too, though, he just came off like an ass.
Yeah.
You're stupid.
Yeah, yeah.
Watch it, Ken.
Well, it looks like next week, did you see the end of the previews next week? Looks like she puts something to Ken's arm.
Don't touch me.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Yeah. Well, she did that to Joyce, too. Don't touch my hair or whatever in the first episode.
Lisa?
Oh, Lisa did that. Yeah. Sorry. Wrong one.
Get it right.
Yeah.
They're a touchy family.
Yeah, they are. But I don't know. We're going to have to see what's going on with that. But I it was interesting to see that she did understand where Lisa was coming from. So yeah. We got that. So then we see Lisa, Carlton go to Lisa's house. Mm-hmm. So obviously, you know, she's looking for other people. We know that the Bravo. Oh, I think you just grabbed it.
Are you guys playing with each other down there?
Yeah, sorry. Okay, so, but Carlton goes to Lisa's house to console her, and Lisa opens up to her. I think mm-hmm. Carlton's an easy person to open up to, because I think if you know that she is on your side, it's like she's somebody that can give you good advice and she can be supportive. Mm-hmm. But in this time right now, last week I was reading the blog, and Lisa said that during the reunion, you know, Carlton and Joyce are the ones that were on her side the most. So this might be the beginning of that. Mm-hmm. With Joyce and Carlton and Lisa's friendship.
I thought it was sad. Yeah. Lisa really breaks down. Like, the mm-hmm. girls are in Puerto Rico just assuming that Lisa just left. And, like, Lisa's crying. It's different when you really see somebody cry and break yeah. down. Yeah. I feel like you see a different side to them. And, like, Lisa's hurting in this situation.
Well, yeah.
She's not. She didn't just leave because she didn't want to be around the girls. She's genuinely hurt.
Right. And she's hurt by her own actions.
Oh, I'm going to take this
like, friending Sheena. I've had it, you know, the same with, you know, Brandy was hurt. Brandy's crying. Yeah. Like, I was pregnant and, you know, mm-hmm. the mistress left with Eddie and you're friends with her now and you hire her and you bring yeah. her to events that I'm at. Like,
it's, made her famous.
She's hurting because it's blowing famous. Up in her face. Yeah. And mm-hmm. I don't feel for her in that way because she has Ken and she has a life and she's not a single mom. And then there's someone like Brandy who sees this girl all the time because Lisa mm-hmm. invites her out and, yeah. and places her in front of Brandy. Right. And it's not like it was just, you know, oh, it was my boyfriend and the girl. It was like I was pregnant and my husband cheated on me with this girl.
Yeah,
right. And she's now everywhere in her face and yeah. being told to congratulate her. I know I'm on a rant, ugh. But I'm on a rant about this.
No, I agree. Yeah. That when she ugh. Said congratulate her,
yes.
instead of the time.
And Mauricio and Ken's birthday.
But I just don't feel bad for either parties, really.
I feel
just
bad for anybody on the show, but, you know.
Like, I just think that
it's
both
like sad
them.
For them to suffer. Yes. Like, you don't ever want to see somebody
no,
cry.
No, no, no. But these are such small, petty
you can
things.
Only get away with your behavior for so long, and to have it called out was the right thing, but to have five people calling you out might have been a little bit much.
Right.
But take it, bitch. Pull mm-hmm. up your balls and admit that you were wrong and apologize.
Yeah. yeah.
She said she should have been dealt a dick.
yeah.
Remember last episode?
Yeah.
yeah. yeah.
But she's not handling it like a guy would. A guy would be like, yo, sorry, bro. Let's move forward.
Well, right. we saw how they handle it on the golf course with Mauricio and Joyce's husband.
Yep.
Remind me his name.
Joyce's husband. Oh, I don't know. Michael.
Michael.
That was, we were all laughing. Yeah. That was like Real Housewives.
Yeah, you said Real Housewives. Really yeah, it really
I
was.
Just think the emphasis has been put on the wrong thing. Like this magazine thing, I mean, who even knows if that magazine existed? But I think the real problem boils down to Sheena. And I don't think that's right. The magazine, who even knows? Carlton, Yolanda, they've both said that they were there and they didn't see the magazine
weren't
be put in.
Weren't there cameras there before and, they leave?
Right, right.
Like, bring up the footage.
Yeah, seriously. Exactly. But I think the whole Sheena, that's where their relationship has really started, really struggling from. Right. That's the root of it. And the only time they touched on that was in the van on the way to dinner.
Right.
And so yeah. now the whole, this whole fight is about the magazine article. And I don't think that should really, the Sheena business needs to be addressed.
Right. Well, they never answer the question at dinner either.
Nope.
Yeah.
They did not.
I think Lisa's way too smart to do something like that on camera. She had to have waited till they wrapped for the day or something and they said, okay, we'll see you there. And she must have, whatever she did. Do you guys think she did it? Or is Brandy
I think Carlton said, I don't have, so I don't want to say it for sure, but I think Carlton may have said that she did see them that day or something, but she didn't hear anything about Lisa asking to grab them.
So do you think it happened, you two?
I don't know. I mean, part of me thinks yes, but then part of me is like, can you trust Brandy?
Brandy makes up things. She's actually, she doesn't mind doing that. She'll make up the story.
The way that Lisa reacted makes me think she's guilty.
Because she does that high pitch. What? Oh, no.
Yeah, no,
she always has the worst lying reactions. Like, I don't know. Like,
right.
What? So, yeah. Well, Lisa's.
I don't know. I'm going to say it's, I don't know, because I read this thing on Radar Online today that said that a lot of the girls came out saying that Brandy would call them before filming, the day before filming, and say, I'm just going to start a fight with you on camera. I want you to go along with it, but it's all for the show. I'm not really mad. And even the day of shooting, she'd say, I'm just warning you, I'm going to have to go at you, and we're going to start fighting. So if she's like literally, if this is true, then I don't believe it as much, because that means she's literally creating things for the cameras, because she knows your time is ticking if you're not going to cause drama. So
she wants next season.
Yeah.
She needs it more than anyone else.
Yes. You know? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. She does.
She doesn't have David Foster, a Grammy winner, that just has the paychecks rolling in. I mean, Yolanda, you know, does her designing and this and that. And I always... This is getting off topic, but it's funny to me, Yolanda always talks about, like, earning so much and working her way up, but, like, let's acknowledge the fact that she had some filthy rich husbands along the way.
She was smart. She moved out here and had, I mean, she obviously was very smart with who she picked. She wasn't, it wasn't coincidental, you know, but good for her. Look at her kids. They don't have to suffer a day in their life, and they don't have to work a day in their life if they didn't want to. I mean, they are, but they're very, very lucky. And that actually is a good leeway into... Mm-hmm. The next part, which is, we were all wondering this whole time, is Gigi gonna live in the dorms or what?
Of course not.
No.
I mean, not as she. Not only that, she, Yolanda is, I mean, an incredibly awesome mom. So she sets up this gorgeous apartment that, I mean, anybody would die to live in. Completely furnished, gets the most beautiful flowers, fills the fridge, puts the pictures up. I mean, I cannot believe that Gigi's even as, like, grounded. As independent as, and grounded as she is. Because I know people that have moms that are like that are similar to that, and they don't do anything for themselves. So
I think props though to Yolanda has a combo of liking to do things for her daughters, but then also she always says, like, you know, I've taught my daughters what to do along the way and give them the information. So I think it's a combination of both.
I mean, she said that Gigi's going to be running a household. When I was a freshman in college and I was living in my little studio apartment in New York, I did not feel like I was running a household.
Right.
I was going to laundromat. I was, you know, going to Trader Joe's, whatever was the cheapest around. So.
Right, right. It's different.
It's a totally different world.
Yeah. Yeah, she won't be going to the dollar store.
Yeah,
I love it, by the way.
No, me too.
I love it.
There is a dollar store, though. There
she's not going to be going there, I doubt.
Gigi won't be going there.
No, but that's a beautiful place. I mean, she's so lucky, and, I mean, they set her up in... Such a, she has no reason to fail at anything. She has every opportunity in the world. She can do, if she put her mind to it, she really could do anything she wanted. So hopefully.
I don't understand how, like, they think she's gonna be able to keep doing the shoots and the modeling while going to classes. You can't miss a ton. I mean, I went through that a lot, you know, being in New York, but I think a lot of models have good intentions. They want to go to school and get their degree, but when you're someone like Gigi who's successful in booking and, you know, already doing campaigns, it's a hard balance. So I'm curious if it's going to be like classic Mary-Kate and Ashley.
I'm sure she'll get tutors, though, and like personal people that'll go with her.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure she'll have an assistant.
Yeah. Yeah, but NYU doesn't let you have a tutor to make up for class time.
Yeah,
you
that's
true. You get three classes and you're already are like, you know, at the verge of failing.
That is true. Yeah. I mean, I did internships throughout college and but I was able to put them in my, I was able to schedule it, completely schedule it. But like modeling shoots come up here and there. I mean, it's a different life. I don't know. Time will tell, I guess. But
yeah,
it's what's most important to her.
Well, you got to model when you're young and beautiful.
Yes.
You can always go to school.
Exactly.
Well, Yolanda said she'd love to see her take a year off and go work and then go back later. But
it's, you know, not Yolanda, easy to go back.
It's hard.
That didn't work. Yolanda never went back.
None of my friends ever go back. Once you leave, you don't go back. I mean, it's just... not easy.
It's easy when you're all like 18 and you're going through it, and then once people leave, it's hard to, I think, just get back in the swing of it.
Right, exactly. Crazy. Now, we saw Taylor, but she didn't say a word. Taylor Armstrong back with her daughter the next scene.
For the ear piercing scene.
That was amazing.
So it's either, like, you had mentioned, she's like, Cassie was like, wouldn't you use that time on camera to do something?
I don't think it was her choice. I think that their daughters are friends, so they came, you know, to get their ears pierced.
Oh, come on.
No,
it's coincidental. They could have,
but they didn't even put Taylor on camera.
But I wonder if that's because she's on Celebrity Rehab. Is that what it is, Celebrity Rehab?
Oh, I thought you were going to say Apprentice.
No, Couples Therapy. Couples Therapy. I wonder if it's
I think Taylor did it in a methodical way to just show, I'm healthy, I'm happy, I'm, you know, I've gained some weight, you know, she went through a lot.
Right.
My daughter's happy, she's laughing. I think she did it in a way to be able to say I'm good without having to say I'm good, you know?
Maybe. Yeah.
And I'm sure she did definitely talk, but they probably
took it out.
It was probably nothing.
It seemed like they wouldn't cut it. I mean, she was a very controversial housewife.
I know.
If there was nothing worthy that she said, though.
This whole episode, there was nothing worthy.
Yeah. No, but I just feel like if you know that you used to be on a show, you haven't been on at all in over a year, and now you got asked to be on a show one day that you used to be on, and then you're on it, wouldn't they utilize her in some way to put something in?
It would be like having a friend's reunion and then like suddenly one of them just works at the coffee shop and doesn't say a word. Yeah. You know, like they're just there.
It's just weird.
There's no
weird
reunion, so.
I don't know, but it was funny to see. So her daughter, the older daughter, starts crying, and then all of a sudden Portia, who was totally brave getting her ears pierced, starts crying when she gets her other ear pierced. That was really funny. She's cute. She's cute. Yeah.
It makes me not ever want to pierce my, like, take a kid to get their ears pierced. Or, like, a niece.
Go to a good place, because
I
suffer forever.
No, because they're all going to cry, and then you have to be like, it's fine.
Yeah.
This was just one of those scenes, the same as with Kyle playing outside in the front lawn for a good 5 minutes, showing her daughter how to do neck braces. I was bored out of my mind.
I know.
What am I watching
Not
right
necessary.
Now?
Yeah. Well, nothing, yeah. What's really
classic filler scene.
Yes. I want to know what you guys think about tonight's episode overall. Did you think it was a filler episode with just some deleted scenes and some scenes here and there put together? Did you feel it was necessary and we got some closure on the college scenes and Lisa? I would love to know what you think. We obviously are being honest with you guys and letting you know we don't really see the reason behind this episode, but I can see the college part because they have been talking about it so much. So obviously we saw them go to college. That's the end of that. Get that down, but...
We have to talk about, I guess, Kim.
Yes.
That's
coming up next. Okay, so and it's funny how they did that. So quite contrary to Yolanda and Gigi, we see Kim
and her hot hubby.
I mean, ex-husband.
What was she wished to put a muzzle on it to him at one point?
Because he's cute.
He is
really cute.
I mean, tan with white teeth, dark hair. I mean, I love him.
Kim had her moments back in the day, but we all know that men age a little differently.
I know. Yeah. It's sad. No. Really sad. He looks so young. I know. It sucks for us. But what did you think of that scene?
Which part? Of her moving
the
dorm? Yeah. I love the timing of it. We see her dorm is the size of probably Gigi's bathroom at this point. I mean, it was just night and day. I like seeing
it's
the real
just normal.
Side of it.
It's like normal life, and I think it's good for her. You know, like moving out of her mom's house. And I thought their goodbye was sweet, cute. They're like showing their butterfly tattoos.
Yeah,
it was nice.
Are any of you guys surprised that all these daughters are going off to college? I mean, I'm not seeing any, you know, inspiring pop stars. Am I totally missing it, or is it pretty awesome that these girls going to get their education?
It's really cool.
They probably watch the episodes and they're like, I don't want to be famous. I don't want to be on a reality show. I just want to get my education.
Yeah. Well, that's what Kim's daughter doesn't want to. What does she want to do? Be a doctor or a lawyer, something like that.
Right.
Kyle said she doesn't want to be an actress.
Right.
She's given her that option, and she doesn't want to be an actress.
Because I could so see some of these girls wanting to capitalize on their mom, like use the contacts and the reality show and the photo shoots and the fake paparazzi setup. I mean, I see like Kim shopping at or Kyle Richards shopping at Gelson snapshots. I'm like, really? You called them?
Yeah. Well, you know, they got to do what they got to do. Trying to stay relevant. Mm-hmm. But it was nice to see them. They have such a good bond, and Kim is so happy and such a good spirits, and you know, it's nice to see her.
What I didn't like about this moving to college scene is the fact that, I mean, this is late August. This is late August that they went to college. It's now the beginning of March. Like, this is a long time ago, and we're now being shown. Yeah. It dates the show. It shows that we all know it's pre-taped. But reality, I want to see reality. I don't want to know that now we are watching things that happened in August and September.
6 months ago, I know.
Yeah. It does reality date. TV's not real.
I know, but it's like, we're watching reality. Like, we should, you know
it's
what
like
I mean?
It's like out of order from the holidays. And,
and it's really not that necessary. The scenes weren't completely necessary
I agree, but I don't think a lot of these are shot chronologically. I wouldn't be surprised if...
Oh, no.
I think it's crazy to me that they make it seem like these two moms' daughters were leaving for college. You think the last 5 or 6 days before the daughters were leaving, they were going to want to be on a girls' trip and miss the last 5 days? They appear to have gone away, jetted back to take their daughters. I think it was totally like the daughters left. They had the houses empty. Mm-hmm. They were off. And there was nothing else to do. So, like, it was shot in a way that I think is
and just who even untrue. Knows Puerto Rico could have been shot 3 months prior, right. And like we said, yeah. Joyce's dad may have died at a totally different time. It may have been before, like after, but they just needed like the scene or the line or something to kind of connect everything together.
Yes.
Well, there's other stuff I would have to look back and tweet about it later, but that were on previous scenes that I know were in the fall.
Yeah.
Stuff from September, right. Even maybe October.
Right.
So it is all over the place. Mm-hmm. I think they saved this whole
They're looking for storylines, you know, they're looking for scenes that they can use. Because I think their life is not, you know, all their lives aren't totally dramatic. And at this point, with the reality shows now that are crazy, I mean, Mob Wives being one of them, like, there's just so many. And they need to amp it up or, you know, ship up or ship out. Is that what it is? Because I feel like with Joyce and Carlton, they need to get them.
You're like Yolanda with your little quote.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Apples, on apples on the table. Apples on the table.
Like, she, what? She just says the most random quotes that are analogies, but then don't make any sense.
Exactly. So I'm putting the apples on the table, and I'm saying that, you know, they need to find stories with these people because they didn't get the two most dramatic people that this season, Joyce and Carlton. They kind of want peace, so if they say anything, it doesn't cause too much drama. So, yeah.
If it wasn't for Brandy instigating so much drama, really, what would have been happening? So much of the mid-season things where it was just nothing about anything relevant except, you know, Brandy and Joyce, then I don't think that there would have been much else going on.
Right.
I agree with you.
Well,
totally agree.
That really wraps up the entire episode for us. Yeah. But let's get into some predictions. Are you guys cool with that?
Cool.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Awkward silence.
I know. Yeah.
Like the all right. Prediction. Well, I predict that. I mean, when we see another get together,
is it the 100-year commencement?
Yeah, I guess Lisa does go. Of course,
of course.
And it looks like she something happens with Kyle and then Brandy, and she doesn't think Sheena's a whore. Well, that obviously that is really? Going. Their relationship is going to be kaput after that. I'm guessing there's going to be a confrontation with that, and then obviously Ken gets involved and it's just going to be another fight.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think next week is going to be the end that's going to, you know, lead us right into the reunion. So
Explosive.
Mm-hmm.
God, yeah, next week's the finale. Yeah, I'm guessing it's going to be really explosive. Everything's just going to kind of end like, boom, no one's friends with Lisa, and then it's the reunion.
Like a bomb.
Like a bomb.
It's a ticking bomb. Ticking all the way to next Monday. I agree with you.
I do too. And I wonder, because it just from what we saw in the scenes from the next, it feels like just those small things that Lisa said are not things that you can recover from in a relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. It makes you wonder how far can you go with a friend that you can get forgiven? And like, what's the point where it's like, that you can't get forgiven? Like, where is that line drawn? Like, I just feel like at
what
this point.
What she said to Brandy. That, how do you not think that chick's a whore? Like, really? She slept with a married man's. Wait, she's a woman. A married
woman? Your friend's husband when your friend was pregnant.
That's awful.
I don't know.
And her initial excuse was, oh, that's Pandy's friend. I find it really hard to believe that this Handy that's, you know, English and has had this long-term relationship and obviously from a very affluent society and, you know,
agrees.
The whole thing
hangs out with her.
Is hanging out with this girl that's, you know, just a different, it's a different society, a different world. And I wish for just a second, if she calls Brandy a friend, that she would try to imagine how she would feel if Pandy's husband was off with someone like Sheena, you know, just bring it all back around. But, yeah, they're just going to do this final big plant of a lot of drama, and they're going to try to get it so that people are tuning in for the reunion.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Ooh. All right, where can we find you, Jill?
You can find me at Jill Annenberg, Twitter, Instagram.
At Shaw Broadbent.
I'm at CassidyGuard.com.
At Miss Ashley Daniels for Instagram and Twitter. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll see you next week for the finale.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network.
To watch or listen to other After shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.
Thank you for watching AfterBuzz TV on YouTube. For more of your favorite after shows and interviews, subscribe to our channel here. And be sure to share your opinion on the episode in the comment section below here. We'd love to see what you guys are buzzing about. Thanks again. Buzz you later.